From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Friday, May 1st at 8:56, and we have Cody Dust on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, Kimberly. How are you? I hope you're doing well. The current corn market up 2 off of the July futures, trading at 476.75. The nearby July soybean contract at $12, up 4 cents. Wheat having a little bit of a down day, down a penny at 635.5 on the board. So it's been an interesting week, Kimberly. It's not really been a typical supply and demand market. It's been a lot of money flow on the macro side. Main headline driver continues to be the Iran and the Strait of Hormuz, with crude oil pushing north of $100. That's pulled a lot of the commodity complex higher. That's why you're seeing strength, not just nearby, but especially in the deferreds, because there's also some concerns about global fertilizer availability starting to pop up, with estimates that over half of the Middle East production is offline due to the issues with the war. Unfortunately, corn's just been a little bit of a follower. We did just come off of 9 straight higher closes, which is rare outside of a real weather problem. Planting progress across the Midwest: we have corn at 25% planted, beans 23% planted, both ahead of average. Yes, we have had some rains in parts of Illinois and Indiana that could create some localized issues, but broadly speaking, Kimberly, there is no major U.S. production threat today. Forecast going forward is drier but cool, so planting progress, but will be planting progress, but could have some potential crop development issues stay slow. On the bean side, the main story came out of Argentina this week. We had 2 vessels get rejected in Europe due to an unapproved trait. Kind of a small issue, but in a volatile market, it's created a little bit of a surge in soybean meal prices. And that also has kind of pulled the bean complex higher. So market does seem to be in a little bit of an overbought territory here short term. Looking ahead, we have 2 key events coming up. On May 12th, we have the World Supply and Demand Report out of the USDA. And in mid-May, we should expect the U.S.-China discussions between President Trump and President Xi. So here in the short run, trend is still up, but risk is definitely rising. So stay engaged. Don't get complacent. And we need to probably be taking advantage of what the market is giving us when we're able. So with that, I appreciate it, Kimberly, and have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Cody. Have a good weekend as well.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 57 degrees, with a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 37 degrees and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, patchy frost in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 56 degrees, with a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 38 degrees, a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 67 degrees and a southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.